The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome back to the Ancient World Podcast. Hope you're having a great morning and a great day. I'm Richard. I will be your host in this episode. And today we're going to talk about the nature of imagination as expressed in Dante's Purgatory. So this is the fourth meditation. And now we're going to look at how he uses both beauty and kind of deep psychology to talk about or show aspects of imagination and intuition. So we're now kind of leaving this mist, thick fog, smoke of anger, wrath, partly through understanding the nature of it a little bit better, and then it kind of dissolves. So he just opens up the next canto then with these lines. Reader, if ever you have found yourself caught in a mountain fog, trying to see your way through it, as sightless as a mole, remember how at last the damp, dense air starts to dissolve, and how the sun's pale disk feebly begins to penetrate the mist. So if anyone loves being in nature and going hiking or being in the mountains, these kind of atmospheres are just incredibly beautiful. And you will find it easy to recall what it was like when finally I saw the sun again, the sun about to set. Matching the faithful footsteps of my guide, I walked out of that cloud into the light whose rays had died out on the shore below. So this is then kind of how he's moving us out of the being in this thrall of wrath, kind of blinding anger and emotion. And then he has this, so the main focus of this little meditation is when he describes how or where imagination comes from. So he says here, O power of fantasy that steals our minds from things outside to leave us unaware, although a thousand trumpets may blow loud. This in some ways expresses how Dante is experiencing probably writing and creativity in his own imagination, that he's unaware of the world outside. He's completely it's kind of stolen. His mind is completely stolen by the fantasy. And then he says, what stirs you if the senses show you nothing? And this is incredibly important in terms of discussing where the imagination comes from if you don't have any sensory experience or inputs to stimulate it. This is still a huge topic today to understand psychology and kind of brain biology. Where does it come from? And if you do something creative yourself, if you write a little bit, kind of some poetry now and then, or if you try to paint a little bit, or write some music, you will probably have this feeling sometimes that it's just a little bit of a mystery where the ideas come from. So this is the question he's now posing. And then he starts going into the imagination itself. So in my imagination, there took shape the impious deed committed by that being, transformed into the bird that lives to sing. So now he's going to have examples of from the Greek mythology of wrath. And then we're going to have like a couple of examples of just the beauty that kind of Dante really is into in this canto, where he talks about how the first little vision disappears. He says, then, when this image of its own accord burst like a bubble when the watery film around it breaks. Another vision rose. It's just this very immediate, kind of, this is 700 years ago, but just this little image of a watery film around a bubble that is bursting. It's just so vivid and kind of crisp. So then you get the second, and then the third one, the transition to the third one is when he says, when suddenly closed eyes are struck by light, our sleep is broken, though it lingers on a little while before it fully dies, just so my vision slipped away from me. So this is another kind of how he breaks out of this being very deep in his imagination, as like the eyes are struck by light, like sunlight in the morning, for example. And then they hear a voice, and they get to the angel of the next, to the next terrace. I heard a voice, here's the place to climb. But it's just to refocus on the idea of imagination. It's also in between the lines here, there's something about also from Hesiod, from the Greek mythology, when he talks about the muses, that your imagination, kind of your intuition, can show you many things. But as the muses say themselves, they say, we will tell you many false things as though they were true, but when we want to, we will tell you the real deep truths. So this was written then 700-800 BC, like almost 3,000 years ago, by the author of the Theogony. So this is one very helpful way of looking at imagination, that it could be a source of very profound insights, but it could also be just falsehoods, as the muses say themselves. So that's all we wanted to say in this episode about imagination and the beauty that Dante is putting in here. And also just one can reflect on the psychological insight that he has in his own process of writing. Okay, so that just tipped into 6 minutes. So we're going to wrap this one here. And then we just want to say at the end here that we would really love to hear from you. Like, so if you have any thoughts or comments to the episodes, any ideas for new episodes in the future, you could reach out to us now on our new Twitter account, which is ancientworld.org. That's the handle. Or you can join us in the member community on patreon.com/ancientworld. where we have some extra materials and great conversations with the members and our generous patrons. So this is something we hope for now that we're kind of rebooting after a year. And we also like to thanks again, like we've been away for a year and we started posting, and there's just like an overwhelming response with all the people that are coming back and listening. So that is fantastic. So we really wish for now, as we kind of moving, or like this is the, we started about 3 years ago, but like we really want to engage and have conversations and discussions with you who are listening. So this is at least two ways of connecting, is through the new Twitter account and through Patreon. So with that, hope you're still having a great day and a great morning, and hope some of this was interesting, some food for thought. And with that, as always, thank you so much for listening, and see you again in another meditation.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get half gallons of delicious Kroger milk for $1.29 each. Then get flavorful Tyson Natural Boneless Chicken Breasts for $2.49 a pound, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.